Hello and welcome to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me today for episode 370 of the podcast. No matter if you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener, I really do appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your week to go on ahead and listen to the podcast. I also want to let you know that if you are interested, the week of May 2nd through the 6th is a week of free Photoshop training, the Photoshop Virtual Summit 4. I'll be teaching a class on color correction and a class on sharpening. You can get a link for a free pass to register for that conference in the show notes. Also, if you are interested in doing the workshop on the Palouse, the American Tuscany, a little area, amazingly beautiful area in Southeast Washington, in conjunction with the Photographic Center Northwest, I'll be running a workshop there at the end of August. Super easy. We pick you up in Seattle. I do all the driving. We go out. We all stay at the hotel and we all drive together and caravan together for a fun 4 days of shooting. So hopefully you can join me for that. If you're interested in that, check out pcnw.org. Click on education workshops and you can register there. Okay, this week I wanted to talk about a great quote by, well, it's been probably made by a lot of people very similar to that, but Bonnie Raitt said that she was a 30-year overnight success. And I thought it was really interesting because as a person who does an artistic endeavor, I think sometimes we feel like there's a lot of people who get to, I don't want to say jump the line, but people who seem to get success faster than we get it. They seem to become popular. They have more followers on social media, or maybe they get shows at galleries, or maybe they win juried competitions in your photo club more than other people. And when you look at the work, you know, not necessarily out of envy or jealousy, but you look at the work and you think, my work is no worse than theirs. And in some cases might be better than theirs. And yet your journey seems to take longer. It seems to take a very slow meandering pace. And I've really been thinking a lot about this notion of instant success. And what does it really mean to have instant success? Because I do think one of the things that's interesting about instant success is a lot of times I do think it is got the Bonnie Raitt backing behind it. That on the surface, what seems like instant success comes from years and years and years of practice that goes unseen. It goes without saying that those people have put in some time, energy, and practice. Now, there are certain people who just, they're innate. They pick up a camera, they pick up a golf club, they pick up a paintbrush, they start writing a book that are innately in their sweet spot. I mean, those prodigies that start off, prodigies, yeah, that's the right word. Protege is what I was thinking, but prodigy are able to pick up and start playing classical music at the age of 5. So there is that group of people. But for the rest of us who aren't in that bucket, I think we all spend a lot of time honing the craft. And what happens sometimes is somebody gets instant success. They get that jump start that some of us think we want, and then they stagnate. They never get past that. They never move past and beyond what they initially created. They become, in effect, a one-hit wonder. That one song that was so ingrained in your brain for that one time period, but you've never heard from that artist again. You know, and they've gone on to do something different. And I think the reason for that is part of the success we have is by enabling ourselves to stay on the journey over hills, up and down valleys, into the dark, back into the light. And we can't necessarily see where we're going. We can't see that end goal sometimes, but we keep persevering. And the one person who had the instant success who then disappears gets stuck on that journey. They can't continue the journey in a meaningful way. They can't structure the journey in a meaningful way. And the person who, whether they had instant success or not, who's able to continue their growth, their development, and their interest gets to pursue that conversation, that dialogue, that interest over a much longer period of time. And it's through that ongoing learning, that ongoing connection, that pushing and pulling of knowledge and experience and feelings and emotions together that culminate in better work and in more interesting work. And I think sometimes it's a challenge because while we are on that journey and we look at other work and we look at other people's work and we say to ourselves, I just am not really getting how this is happening. Why is this taking so long? Why is this so slow for me to get whatever your goal is? Recognition, notoriety, book published, followers on social media, whatever it is. Why is that taking so long? That it is that journey that is yours. And much like taking photographs, and much like making photographs, I think it is important for us to develop our vision and voice and uniqueness of who we are as a photographer in our images. And that requires us to basically trust, believe, and listen to who we are and to what we have to say and the way we want to say it. And our journey to that end is also unique. It is part of the process that says what is my road to success is going to be different than your road to success. And at the same time, there's also certain people who are more engaged with certain activities than somebody else. Somebody might be really interested in submitting to photo competitions, so that looks like they win a lot of photo competitions, but you have no idea if they're submitting to 100, 1,000, 10. You don't know what they're necessarily submitting to. Other people who have work in a gallery, how many galleries did they contact? What were they willing to do in that journey to continue that success, to achieve and reach that goal? And it probably took longer for them to get to that point than we realize. To get the confidence to say to themselves, wow, I think I want to do juried competitions, and I'm going to start submitting to those, and I'm going to get a lot of no's, and I'm going to keep submitting and get a lot of no's and keep submitting, and then start to win some of those competitions. So the people who win over and over and over again and have that success learn from that process. They learn from that experience because they've chosen that as a part of their journey. So much like we pick photographic subjects, much like we pick photographic concepts, photographic lighting, I think part of what would serve us is realizing again that most of us are on a long journey with our photography. We're learning, we're growing, we're adapting. And at some point, part of that experience of making my own journey as a photographer, my own experience as a photographer, is I have to decide what is it that I want to do? Where do I want to put in my time and my work and my effort? Because if my effort is to get photos seen, if my effort is to share work, if my effort is to make money selling work, if my effort is to become the most published photographer, whatever that goal is, that's where we put time. That's where we put effort. That's where we put energy. And part of the success, I think, that comes in this instant success over 30 years or 10 years or 5 years or whatever it takes, part of that experience is learning that. Learning what is it that's important? What is it that matters? Not just photographically, but along that journey. Where do you want to put your time, effort, and energy? Is it about being other people who are passionate about photography? That might be what it is for you. And at that point, you now know it doesn't matter if people judge your photographs in a competition or if they judge them in a gallery, if they show up for work. It's about you getting to be around other like-minded people who share a passion for taking photographs and sharing photographs and talking about photographs. And the actual what happens with the photographs becomes secondary. Or maybe you're on the flip side of that. Maybe you're tired of talking to people and you just want to be with your photographs. Whatever that experience is, we strive for that goal. I also think it's really important that we recognize that the journey we're on, the experiences we're having, are more valuable. They carry more weight. That experience carries a lot in developing who we are as a person, as an artist. So all of those things where I don't want to pick up a camera, where I don't shoot enough, where I want to shoot more, where I change what I'm photographing, whatever that journey takes me, however that road leads me, whatever I choose to talk about and educate about and create classes about, each one of those is a step in that process. It's a way for me to further identify who I am as a photographer, who I am as a photo educator, who I am as a podcaster, who I am as a person existing in the world. Each one of those steps helps me define that. And I think when we look back and celebrate, not that something all of a sudden has made us famous, that we have all of a sudden achieved a goal, but that we have spent some amount of our life or our entire life working towards the culmination of a set of experiences that allow us to appreciate that goal, to appreciate that success. Because I think sometimes when we're handed something, when we're given something, we don't appreciate the amount of work that goes into it. But then when we actually have to do the work and we realize how much energy, how much effort, how much time, how much commitment, how much passion it takes to do the thing we love and to stay connected with it, we find that it actually is a little bit sweeter. It is a little bit more rewarding when we understand that the process and journey we went on, that years of experience that went into that, makes that a much more rich and engaging experience, and hopefully a much more rich and engaging photograph. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Don't forget to check out the Photoshop Virtual Summit if you're interested in some free Photoshop training or the workshop in the Palouse. I also do have some space left in my printing workshop and in the Meaningful Image workshop, but those are filling up. So go on ahead and make sure you check out those. Have a great week. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and I will see you next time.